Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
The lost century in bonds. Let's talk about the danger of bonds in a portfolio. Not that, don't misunderstand me, not that you shouldn't have any, but we have to be careful how much. That traditional 60-40 mix diversification really hadn't, especially of late, has not been that great. But even though throughout history, you know, treasury bonds appear to offer safety, but the real return really tells a different story. You know, I'm looking at a chart here, and it's showing me the return, the cumulative after-tax return of treasuries for the last 100 years. Now, this is as of last summer. So this is as of June 30th of 2024. The real return, which would be after inflation and after income tax, is zero. Now, to put that in perspective, $1 in terms of real return, after-tax real dollar, $1 invested in bonds today, 100 years ago today, would be worth 7 cents. And $1 invested in stocks would be worth almost $500, $488.25. And that's according to research from Shiller. So now bonds do offer some short-term stability. And so that's kind of in our world of finance, that's where people like to use bond funds particularly to help provide a little bit of diversification and balance. You know, 2022, that didn't work well because bonds and stocks both went down double digits. But typically over time, bonds do provide a little more short-term stability in the portfolio. The problem is they do it at a cost of long-term performance, as I just kind of mentioned. And now bonds can go through periods where they provide more robust returns. So they can be a good diversification instrument. They can help hedge stock market risk in the short term. But in the long term, they're simply going to be a drag on performance. So how do you hedge risk? My answer would be with a greater level of diversification. You should own more things than just bonds to hedge risk. And ultimately, the more equity exposure you can produce, you can own without adding risk is a bonus. In other words, if you could have 75, maybe even 80% of your portfolio in equities, stocks, stock funds, yet you had the same risk profile as a typical 60-40 stock bond portfolio, that's really what can be very, very powerful, because in the short term, what can really hurt you is the big, big downturn. We call that the left tail. The really, really bad bear market, 35-40% downturn, takes a lot of time to recover from those. We like upside volatility, right? We like that. We just don't like the downside volatility. And those 30 to 40% downturns can be very damaging over the long term. And so it is important to hedge risk and have diversification based on time horizon. When are you going to need the money? I'm just telling you, you got to be very careful in today's world. And frankly, the last 100 years has borne it out that you don't overly rely on bond funds in order to diversify risk.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.